Delphi will use the money to beef up production of electric vehicle powertrains, which includes converters and energy storage systems. The president, Delphi, and its workers in Kokomo hope the country will soon want these products for their electric vehicles. Delphi Vice President Jeff Owens says there's not a natural market for electric vehicles yet, and the $2.4 billion the government announced in grants for electric vehicles Wednesday will give the industry a jump start. The idea, Owen says, is to give different domestic parts manufacturers a reason to proceed with technology that hasn't been tested at market. He says Indiana companies, which will receive $400 million, the second most amount of any state, will form a new concentration of fuel-efficient manufacturing.
We're already in a space where it's mutually beneficial to cooperate because nobody delivers a whole system. We all provide, you know, some of the pieces and parts. But together, Indiana can provide basically the whole backdrop, and that's what's so exciting. And we've got a good business environment in Indiana to help promote the rebirth of some of this residual capability.
Owens says the monetary boost to Midwestern automotive companies will give them a leg up on international competition, especially from Asia, which has outpaced domestic investment in fuel-efficient vehicles. Still, Owens says, the grants need time to work.
What we haven't done yet is to find out exactly the line items that they support and the ones that they moved away from. If you think about Indiana, you really have a collection of most of the capabilities that are going to be required for the future electrification of powertrains. And you put all that together in one form or another to produce these systems that will be successful.
While Owen says that means job creation, no one's sure when it will happen or how many positions may be needed. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.